Email latedebate@rte.ie.
All right, final business tonight. The 7 days' time visit to the White House. Paul Lawless, what does Micheál Martin have to say and how should he say it?
Well, I think he needs to go. He needs to go and he needs to represent us as well as he can. The first thing I think, and I made this point in one of my first contributions to the Dáil, he needs to go with good manners. And he needs to ensure that, you know, that the gowl comments and the likes are left behind.
I know it was the Taoiseach,
but nonetheless, his predecessor Leo Varadkar made a few mistakes in his time over there, the Lewinsky comment, for example. So I think he needs to go, and he needs to go and represent Ireland well. He needs to be respectful of Trump, and he needs to ensure he highlights that we have a great relationship, that we, you know, that we rely on each other in terms of jobs, and that
Ukraine,
we want it
Palestine,
to continue.
Should he be fairly clear about the difference of opinion?
Yeah, I think he needs to be honest in relation to the Palestine-Israeli conflict. You know, that there are significant atrocities, and he should be honest in relation to that.
Okay, Michael Fitzmaurice.
Yeah, the first thing, I think he should go, contrary to what some people believe. Second of all, I think he needs to hone in on the relationship that Ireland and America has for down through the years. I think the third thing, and I think he will do it, Donald Trump is elected as President of the United States by democracy, and you have to respect whoever is there. My understanding was that our diplomats were pretty, you know, arrogant towards the Trump camp going back the last few years. There's a lot of bridge building.
Well, that's the opinion.
Well, I heard John Deasy about
it. That's Sean Spicer.
John Deasy did say that, a former ambassador to America. And that bridge building,
said that wasn't
bridge
the case.
Building needs to be done. I think there's two parts to this. And I think Micheál Martin, in fairness to him, will be competent enough when he goes out. When you're out in front of the camera, it's not a time to be snarling or having rattles at each other. When you go inside and people have a bit of time and talk to them, you can bring up the different things. But we want to tread pretty carefully because a lot at stake in this country as well.
Chap.
And we want to watch to make sure that our relationships and business and everything with America is not tarnished.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Micheál Martin will have to use his many years of parliamentary skills and diplomacy skills. And I think we absolutely should be going. And I think we're the right man going to represent our country, Micheál. I mean, Ireland and the US, we have a relationship older than the state itself. And I suppose fundamentally what we're going to do is to I suppose, celebrate that historic relationship between the two states, but also our economic relationship is very important. And I think Micheál needs to impress upon the American people that we're a small, open economy. And if the opportunity arises in terms of articulating his views regarding Ukraine and Middle East, but again, you don't know what's going to happen in terms of the other side.
Yeah, should he make the opportunity, though, to articulate those views?
Needs to play the game in front of him. You know, you can go out with the best game plans in the world, but you just don't know what that man is going to do. So I think we have the best man in the country to go out and lead us. And he will use every single bit of diplomacy and his skill sets to make sure he represents Ireland really, really well out there.
All right, what's the challenge, Sarah? You're not going this year.
I'm not going this year, unfortunately. I say it'll be a fascinating trip. But one thing I think that has emerged in recent days is the government as a whole just can't really pretend that this isn't happening, I suppose, and that these threats aren't real. There was something really interesting today. Taoiseach Simon Harris was on the phone for the first time this week with Marco Rubio, his counterpart in Foreign Affairs, Secretary of State over in the US. And the Taoiseach released a statement afterwards. He went on the 6-1 saying, yeah, it was great. We talked about Ukraine. We talked about Gaza. You know, that was it. But then Marco Rubio issued a statement later on that basically said he highlighted that the trade imbalance between Ireland and the US was going to be a priority for the Trump administration to sort out. That wasn't in the Taoiseach's statements. Speaking to government sources, they kind of said like, oh, well, you know, like it was a broadly constructive conversation. That wasn't a huge part of it, but it was still a part of it. And people of Ireland have concerns about that. And I don't think those should be downplayed, even if we are meeting with Trump next week.
Can I say one thing?
Very briefly.
The best thing in a lot of cases is this thing of Twitter and issuing statements. We need to play our cards pretty close to our chest here. We need to make sure that we're not doing the bravo, oh, I had a great bit of crack with that fella, that we had a good conversation about this, that and the other. Because you don't, basically you don't poke the bear, or the bear could bite back. And what we need to do is sometimes maybe say nothing.
We
might be
it.
The best thing.
All right, well, there are other perspectives clearly on that. But